Hi, I am Julie Zeglin, the managing editor of Technically, a news site that covers local economies and change. And this is Technically on the Record, our new interview series in which we'll do a deep dive into one of our market's biggest stories of the week. It's a chance for us to look into our reporters' virtual notebooks and hear lessons from the tech communities of Philadelphia, Baltimore, DC, Delaware, and Pittsburgh. And for this edition, I have with me DC market editor Michelle Graham. Thanks for joining.
Thanks for having me. Hey.
Yeah. So this week you wrote the story about a DC-based startup that is shuttering its business operations amid the pandemic that prompted this recession. So tell us the story of Our Streets.
Yes. So Our Streets is a driver safety crowdsourcing company that's been in business for about a year and a half. So essentially they haven't been able to raise as much funding as they'd like to. They were able to secure a PPP loan and a DC micro grant, but ultimately that wasn't enough to keep them afloat as a business. So they instead decided to transform into a volunteer advocacy project for the time being to continue their work.
Yeah, thank you. So this is surely something, a version of this is surely happening all over the country. We don't hear about so many startups that are shutting down, I think because we don't have a lot of founders who are so open about talking about it as this co-founder was who you spoke to. But I'm wondering if you could share any lessons from it or any possible solutions that were proposed and maybe a little bit more about the specifics of this particular startup situation.
Yeah, definitely. So Our Streets, when they first started, they were part of this challenge that the city hosted beginning of last year. And they essentially just, they started to grow rapidly, got an office at a maker's space in the Wharf area. So they were on a really good path to grow, and they were actually just getting ready to bring their product to market, which is an application that would be completely crowdsourced, and citizens in cities where the app operates were able to report driver safety issues, whether that's not enough bike lanes, whether that's crowded bus lanes, and any type of incidents like that. So they essentially could then interface with cities to get some laws passed to make some safer roads for communities. What it boiled down to is they were trying to raise some funding. Mark, who is one of the co-founders, he's always been very candid with interviews with me. So when they sent out an email around the end of last month, basically sharing with the community that they were going to shutter their operations, I thought it was an opportunity there to dig deeper, just ask a few more questions about how they came to this decision and what it's been like trying to keep the business afloat. He ultimately told me that they were able to land a little bit of funding, but not enough. Him and his other co-founder, Daniel, actually decided last month to stop taking salaries to keep their employees paid. And when we did a check-in, actually, beginning of July 1st is when we published the piece, we talked to Mark about, the PPP funding process. And he even then said, potentially they weren't going to be able to survive if they didn't get the loan then. So he was worried about what their future looked like. I think, a main lesson that other startup founders can take here is be prepared for something like this. Start to have these conversations early, exhaust all options. Like I said, they were able to secure a PPP loan, a DC micro grant, the founder stopped taking salaries. But also Our Streets is moving to a volunteer advocacy project. So you're still going to see them in the community, just not doing as much for-profit work and interfacing with their partners as they were before.
Yeah, thanks. So take us through this reporting process a little bit. You did just explain how you know this person, some of the reporting you've done previously. But this is, of course, a sensitive topic for a founder shutting down their operations. So what were those conversations with Mark like?
Yeah, definitely. When I actually got the email, I was actually very sad. I just went out on a limb and I emailed Mark. He's someone that I've been on a, We've spoken face to face. We haven't really gone through media people or anything like that. So it's easier for me to just reach out and be like, hey, I saw this email. I know you've already made the announcement, but I feel like there's a story here. And I knew he'd be the one to be able to offer some further advice or just talk about the process. I emailed him and I sent over a few questions, and it kind of turned into this bigger story. He really shared a lot of information that, like you said, a lot of founders probably wouldn't feel comfortable sharing. So it was refreshing just to hear from his point of view. Of course, we both even said it. We wish we were talking about something way more positive. Mm-hmm, sure. But even then, by the end of the interview, we spoke over email by the end of the interview. He then, you know, shared some optimism and talked about how he's excited to spend some time with his family. He just had a daughter 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. So yeah, he's pivoting, you know, he's pivoting to focus on his family and still has some entrepreneurial goals. So I'm looking forward to seeing our streets and Mark pop back up on the scene.
Yeah. Michelle Graham, thank you for joining.
Thanks for having me.
And now for the kicker, a quick roundup of tech news from our other Technically markets. In Baltimore, Stephen Babcock reported on how local shared workspaces are reopening. There's, of course, a lot that goes into keeping co-working spaces safe so members feel comfortable during a pandemic. He talked to leaders of different shared spaces to gather some early best practices. In Philadelphia, reporter Paige Gross wrote about what you need to know about Philly's plan to get 35,000 low-income households online for this school year. The plan is the first step in the city of Philadelphia's larger strategy to address digital access and the digital divide in terms of education. In Delaware, reporter Holly Quinn has been reporting from the Millennial Summit, which went virtual this year, as so many other events have. She reports that the app-based Mill Summit was a success, and she'll have some more recaps of different panels throughout this week. And our CEO, Chris Wink, published the latest edition, rather, of his TWID show. This edition, he spoke to two experts, Whitney A. White of Afara Global and Angie Jean Marie of Time's Up, to talk about diversity committees. Your company has one, now what? And this has been Technically on the Record. I'm Julie Zeklin. Thanks for watching and listening.